What's up, guys? We've got two guys who were DMP today. Domita Peko with a vet day. Emmanuel Sanders with an ankle. We had two guys limited, Paxton Lynch with an ankle. And Cody Lattimore with a thigh injury, limited. Questions?
Are you any closer on the quarterback decision, Vance, where does that?
We're still working through it. You know, both guys practiced today. We split reps again today. So we're working through it. We'll see.
Is it a case where Paxton's healthy and ready to go and he starts?
Well, I'll say this. You know, our goal is to see him play before the year's out. Okay, we've got two more games to do that. You know, my concern is making sure he's healthy enough to play at a high level. You know, he's got an ankle injury. He hadn't practiced in 3 weeks. You know, I mean, he's a quarterback that can use his legs when he's in danger. So I want to make sure he's right. That's about it.
He was listed as limited yesterday.
Yes.
Will he be listed as limited today?
Well, he was limited today.
Okay, so he was. You have a guy who hasn't really practiced in 3 weeks, limited two
right.
days in a row.
Right.
Is it really, can you really evaluate a guy by playing him knowing that he can't even have full practices?
That's the issue. You know, that's why we're taking our time to try to figure out if he's ready to play, you know, so we can evaluate him. That's why we didn't name a guy yesterday or the day before. That's the issue.
And you moved some guys to IR who you thought were more than 2 weeks. Is Emmanuel getting close to that?
I'm not sure. You know, he's really sore still. Yeah. He's fought all year for us. You know, his forced ankle. It happened Giants week. It should have been a 4 week injury. He came back in 2 weeks for us. I mean, he's been gutting it out for us, you know, the last month and a half. So we'll see where he's at. But right now, he's really sore.
Does it matter in how you present all this, how Brock played in the last game? Is that a tough thing to do for a guy to play that well and may not?
I would say this. Yes, you know, Brock played very well, you know, but I said on, Friday, you know, or Monday, it's a different decision when it comes to the quarterback. Okay, it's about winning, absolutely, but it's also about figuring out our future at the position. So it's a fine line between ignoring those things. You know, Brock played well. We won a game. We want to win the game on Sunday, so that's going to factor into it also. You know, but we have to consider this football team's future at quarterback. That's fair for all of us.
Other young players fall under that category, D'Angelo Henderson, mm-hmm. running back?
Very possible. He plays this week, you know. But, again, you know, we've got three healthy backs there. And, again, we want to see him play eventually. So we'll see. Very possible.
Vince, I know you'd rather have, you know, your starting quarterback in the offseason – getting all reps.
Sure.
And during the week, like this week, just started getting
yeah.
all reps because that lends to cohesion, rhythm, et cetera.
Absolutely.
So what is it that you do to make up for that when you're having the split snaps either in preseason, the off season, or this week? How do you make up for that?
How do you make up for it? Well, you know, you kind of don't. You know, that's why most teams don't do it. It's not ideal, you know, to play three guys and have three different starters. It's not what you want to do, but that's where we're at, you know. So we're going to play the hand we're dealt and make the best of it. You know, it's not ideal to play three guys, you know, and to split reps, you know, for most of the season, even preseason and training camp. So it is what it is.
Any chance, given Kirk Cousins' situation, you're keeping one eye on, you know, the game and one extra eye on evaluating him?
I'm not. You know, our goal is to win a football game. Against the Washington Redskins, he's their quarterback, you know. So, it's our job to stop him and slow him down some.
With Shane Ray on IR and out, are you looking? Is Shaq Barrett just going to fill in for that, or are mm-hmm. you looking?
We've got Shaq Barrett, who's going to be the starter now. We've got Mount, and we've got DeMarcus Walker also playing some Sam and Will for us this week.
So he's going to play some outside.
Absolutely.
Advanced.
Yes.
John always can Jack.
I'm sorry?
John Elway's kid, Jack.
Okay.
Threw out something on Instagram, and he said that John is scheming. I'm wondering if you're part of that collaboration, if you're collaborating with John, scheming for next year, and what does that mean?
Well, I'll say this about John. John's a smart guy. He has a plan for the future for this football team. Obviously, this year wasn't good enough for any of us, you know, and you guys know John. I mean, he's very competitive. He wants to win every game we play. So he has a plan in place that we're going to obviously, you know, put in the works this offseason. My only goal, guys, honestly, is to win a football game on Sunday. You know, but that being said, again, with the quarterback deal, it's different for us. We have to see where this player is, you know, for our future. So we can do both, in my opinion. We can go win a football game and also evaluate, you know, some of these young guys. That had changed.
Adding on to what you said about, you know, being present and then looking towards the future, sure, with your quarterback position, mm-hmm, has it crossed your mind that your starting quarterback might not be on the roster currently for next season?
That's not my concern, honestly. You know, my concern is Sunday. You know, and right now we're prepping to play the Washington Redskins on Sunday. You know, what happens next year with our quarterback is not my concern right now.
As you're weighing this decision, are any of the current players vocal about it? Do you elicit their opinions on what's going on, right, with the quarterback situation?
Right. Our players get it, okay? And again, it's been explained to our players that every game we play, we want to win. So that hasn't changed. But they do understand the business side of NFL football. Okay, it's two sides. You know, our football team hadn't blinked. Okay, I mean, you guys are really concerned about it. They haven't even asked me about it one time. Not one player, honestly, they haven't. Okay, because Sunday, we're going to show up Sunday and play football, kick the ball and play. That's our concern as a football team, outside of other issues.
Two more for the coach.
Vince, you talked earlier this week about some of the physical abilities that Cody's had that has allowed him to kind of have this growth. But you know, he had those his first 3 years, too, and the, sure, production wasn't there. Do you see, and I know you weren't with him the first 3 years, mm-hmm, but do you see a confidence? Is that part of it, too, that has kind of allowed him?
Right. I think as Cody gets more turns, okay, he gets more reps in the football games, he's going to make more plays. You know, obviously he's a tall guy with great ball skills, great long speed. I mean, he's been the one guy on our team that's made the plays downfield for us. You know, so I think it's been there with Cody, just opportunity has lagged. You know, I mean, it's been a very good receiving core here for the last 3 or 4 years, so it's tough to break into that one or two role. I mean, he's a three now, but that's tough, you know. But he's played more this year, and he's making more plays for us. So moving forward, he should do that, you know, do more of that, I should say.
Last one, Nikki.
Chris Harris, just his versatility, his consistency year over year.
Yeah.
Has that dropped off at all, and what allows him to play at that level?
Right. I think Chris had a great year this year. I mean, obviously with corners, they have some bad plays, but overall, Chris has played really, really well for us. Every week he's graded out as a plus player for us. Chris is a very, very, very smart player. Okay, he understands who he's playing against. He understands his limitations at the position, and he's a guy that puts a lot of work in as far as film study. But every week you can watch Chris at practice. He's calling out different route concepts, where the ball is going, what the D&D is. So, I mean, he's a guy that plays with his brain. You know, that's his edge.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. How are you doing?